Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we're going to be joined with the Sam Houston State standout quarterback, Jeremiah Briscoe. And you know, I was down at the combine, and I got my combine list out, and I counted 21 players with the last name of the letter B. But one of the men that weren't there was today's guest, and that is Jeremy Briscoe, a combine snub. In my opinion, that name should be on the list that I'm kind of tapping my finger on as we speak. But with that said, Jeremy, we appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you taking the time. I mean, is it kind of surreal that you're preparing, you're a month away from the NFL draft, and your teammates are preparing for spring football?
It is. And getting to go watch them start spring ball this week, it definitely felt a little weird. But, I mean, it is pretty amazing feeling to get the opportunity to fulfill a lifelong goal. I wouldn't say dream, but I mean, goals are things that you want to attain. And so, I mean, it's been an unbelievable process.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, usually when we have quarterbacks on the show, you guys have kind of played that position since day one. I mean, was that the same case for you since the time you put the football in your hand, you were the guy with the ball, you know, taking the snaps?
It was, and I actually stayed and played flag football an extra year longer so that I could play quarterback and didn't have to weigh over the weight limit to play O-line. So I played quarterback my entire life except my freshman, sophomore year of high school. Believe it or not, I was a backup quarterback, but I was a starting receiver.
Awesome. So then but they knew, I guess, they were just waiting for that guy to kind of come and go, and then before you got your shot. And obviously you've done a tremendous amount of work since that time. I mean, you had a prolific collegiate career at Sam Houston, putting up some crazy numbers. And, again, I think that all leads to your path and about a month away to find out where you land. So going through high school, I mean, I know you started at UAB and, you know, the recruiting and all that, but how did you kind of make that switch to Sam Houston?
Well, I mean, it was whenever the UAB football program shut down, it was an absolute roller coaster. A lot of people don't realize that we as players found out maybe an hour before the rest of the world did that the program was shutting down. So it was a knee jerk kind of deal for us. I mean, trying to get out of your bills, your leases, trying to figure out where you're going to go. I mean, it was like a fire sale. I mean, coaches from all over the country were coming in, having meetings with guys in hotel rooms because everyone could transfer without losing a year. But I think being able to go through the recruiting process in high school and then host guys when they came on their visits at UAB, I really understood what I was looking for, getting able to go through the process again. And, I mean, I wanted a place that, one, was going to compete for an S championship, two, had a system that fit me and what I could do, and three, a place that was going to give me an opportunity. And I wasn't going to be blinded by facilities, flashy lights, all those things. Those were just kind of the three priorities for me. And Sam Houston fit that mold, and so it really wasn't a hard decision for me to make.
Awesome, awesome. That's a great explanation, man. And I love how you say the glittery lights weren't something you were attracted to. You just kind of wanted to be at a place where you could perform. That's fantastic stuff. Once again, Jeremiah Briscoe, the standout quarterback. He was down at the East-West Shrine Game. He was also the 2016 Walter Payton Award winner. If you're not familiar with that award, basically it's given to the most prolific offensive guy in the football champion subdivision, and he was that guy. He's passed for over 9,600 yards, over 102 touchdowns in the last 2 years, and that's just kind of the icing as we get to the cake and find out all the nooks and crannies that you bring to the table, Jeremiah. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we put you in that film room with these scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those characteristics of the quarterback position where they're going to want to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
I mean, first and foremost, I think grit and decision making. I think that my knowledge of the game of football is something that's really helped me. I mean, I've had 5 different offensive coordinators throughout college, so I got to learn a lot of football from a lot of different perspectives. And I think it always helps somebody hearing, you know, it might be the same thing, but from a different voice. So I think that's something that helped me. And then a guy that's a leader. I mean, I was voted on the leadership council within 2 months of being at Sam Houston. I was captain for 2 years. I think that's something that stands out. And then lastly, arm strength. It's something that I kind of take pride in. Some may shy away from it because I'll try and fit something in there maybe when I shouldn't, but my knowledge of the game of football, as I've kind of gotten older, I've known when to take those chances and when not to. But my arm strength is definitely something that I take a lot of pride in.
Definitely. And you have a little bit of a baseball background, don't you?
I do. I pitched my first year at UAB, pitched all through high school, and baseball was actually my first love. I was a baseball guy, and some say that I should have stuck that out, but I like the decision I made. Football's where my heart is.
Well, I think that is the correct decision, man. I think you got a prosperous upcoming in the next month, man. I think things are going to be good for you. Like I said, I mean, watching what I've can of you, that arm, I'm sure you get this a ton, but I mean, you got a little bit of that Brett Favre in you. You know what I mean? You said it. You're gritty.
Right.
You're just tenacious. You know, it's just kind of like a guy like you, when I watch you on tape, you're a guy that's just like, if you're playing in the backyard, you're going to beat your friends. You're just that guy
right.
That's going to make the play. I mean, and that's how I feel.
Right.
And to me, or at least for me, that's the biggest compliment I can give you. Is I just think you're a winner, man. I just think you're going to get the job done. That's my opinion. And you know, I said, I don't know how much people value that. But, again, you know, being able to pick up and seeing what you did is, you know, at the collegiate level is fantastic. So you're going – I mean, you know, I'm sure the UAB thing and then you're right at Sam Houston. And I know you guys don't lack any confidence, Jeremiah. But when you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing can get you a shot, that, you know, to play on Sundays?
Honestly, I mean, like I said, playing in the NFL was always a lifelong goal of mine. That's something that my dad taught me a long time ago, that it's a goal, it's not a dream, because dreams aren't really attainable. And goals are something that you set and work for. So it's been a goal my entire life. And I really knew that I was going to get a legitimate shot, or kind of got that feeling after I won the first Walter Payton Award after my junior year. In 16, and then coming back and winning it past year is pretty unbelievable too. But that was kind of when I really knew, all right, this is something that I got. I'm not a big stats guy. I'm not a big numbers guy. I don't care to sit there and really look at them. But at that moment, that was whenever I was like, all right, this is happening.
That's awesome. I was going to mention the other Walter Payton Award when I went through the next segment. I'm like, he was a 2017, but you beat me to it, Jeremy. It's all right. So you're starting to get some accolades. I mean, you're becoming the guy that I think the NFL's, you know, picking up on. Obviously, everyone's knowing what you're bringing to the table. I'm sure your phone was ringing. I'm sure you got some numbers while you're walking across campus and you pick it up. It was this agent or maybe that agent. But you signed with Octagon and Murphy McGuire. I mean, what did Murphy bring to the table where you knew this was going to be your best fit? Because it's a pretty important decision at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, and I did it. And again, the whole recruiting process of, of an agent is kind of like the whole college recruiting process again. But so it was kind of interesting, all the similarities. And that started pretty early on. Started discussing it with my folks and the things that we're looking for in an agent. And the number one thing was somebody that I could trust, that I was looking at. And then two, that was somebody that was going to work as hard as I was, or if not harder for me, while I'm working through this whole process. And then I wasn't going to be distracted by, again, the flashy lights and things getting thrown at you, to try and persuade your decision. And I mean, once I had my meeting with Murphy, I'd kind of narrowed it down to a couple guys. But Murph was just, he was somebody that it kind of hit me, and I prayed about it a lot. And it was kind of a no brainer again, kind of like the Sam Houston deal.
Nice. Yeah. Fantastic guy. Like I said, you're in good hands. Once again, the Sam Houston standout quarterback shrine invite, back-to-back Walter Payton Award winner Jeremy Briscoe here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again at your leisure or download it, you simply type in his name followed by NFL Draft Blast at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, and the links will appear, and they'll be featuring his page at collegeandpro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Jeremiah as he makes his path again towards April 26th, 27th, and the 28th. In Dallas, Texas, when these teams start taking these guys off the boards and putting them on the rosters. And I think you're going to be a guy on day three. I think you're going to be a guy that gets plucked. And I know it's going to be an exciting day for you. It's a cliche question, but I know our listeners love it when you guys kind of do it. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Or is there anybody that, you know, maybe family, friends, team coaches kind of say, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game, and when that guy made that throw, that's kind of, you know, reminds us of you?
I have my whole life gotten random comparisons, but most recently, and actually the most text that I've ever gotten about it was actually Nick Foles, when Nick Foles took over. And so it was kind of funny. But I love Nick Foles. I followed him. I mean, he's a Texas boy. I've followed him since he was in high school through Arizona and everything. And I've loved him, so. And then, obviously, leading the team to win a Super Bowl, I mean, you couldn't want to be anybody else, I guess. So I'll take that one.
Definitely. That's a Cinderella story for Nick Foles. I mean, it's just kind of ironic how these things unfold, but they do. How about a favorite, a favorite pass? I mean, if you're in the huddle, the coaches call something, and what just brings magic to you? What's your favorite pass to throw when you're out there?
Oh, definitely four verts. Having the ability to throw an inside seam ball, throw an outside fade or back shoulder. I love every bit of it. That was kind of our bread and butter here. The way we run four verts is different than a lot of people in the country, and I think that we kind of set the standard for it. But I love it.
Awesome stuff. Jeremiah, man, you've been fantastic. I appreciate you sharing your Saturday with us. I know you're a busy man. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys, get a few laughs. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
All right, let's go.
All right. Now, head coach Casey Keeler, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yes. My roommate, actually, Dagan Fowler, does it perfectly. And he's the only one that can make fun of Coach Keeler whenever, wherever, because even Coach Keeler thinks it's hilarious. So it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. And now this one's not so much funny, but it's an in-vogue thing. I don't know if you would want this done, but your cleats, your spikes, a lot of guys are getting something painted on their shoes. If you could have anything sprayed on yours, what would you want to see?
Oh man, I've thought about it a little bit, and I mean anything for the Winded Warrior guys. I actually went on a hunt with some of them last week. Those guys have a special place in my heart, and can't thank them enough for all the things that they do. So definitely something that has to do with Lone Survivor Foundation, Winded Warrior Foundation, something like that.
Awesome. And the final one, I think this is the question most of you gentlemen like to answer the most. Female celebrities, Jeremiah, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, Blake Lively, no doubt.
Very quick,
Blake
man.
Blake Lively.
Quick like that release you have.
She's my girl. Yep, she's my girl.
Awesome, man.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah, man, you're a pleasure to have on the show. You're a pleasure to watch at the collegiate level, and I can't wait to find out where you get your door in next at the NFL level. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
No, thank you so much for having me. It was an honor, and keep in touch, that's for sure, and God bless. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jeremiah Briscoe, 2-time Walter Payton Award winner, 9,600 passing yards, 102 touchdowns in the last 2 years, and again, 21 letter Bs in the combine, and this young man's name wasn't part of them. So to me, one of the bigger combine snubs of the 2018 draft process. But again, doesn't mean nothing. At the end of the day, he's going to find his way to get on that team. So as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.